All right, nice to have you back with us. We're back on Periscope. Pierre Can doing a great job here. And if you're watching on Periscope, sitting next to me on my left is the beat writer, MLB.com, for the Colorado Rockies. He's a great guy. We love having him on. That's Thomas Harding. How are you today?
I feel good. I feel clean. Battling a little bit of a cold, but hey, it's spring training baseball, so that always makes you feel better.
All right, right? We're going to talk to you in just a second. Let me sell some wine here. Santa Rita wine, of course, we love it. It hits it out of the park. A wide variety of wines that are right for any moment, big or small. Santa Rita, the moment is yours. You can get it in Andronico's, Berkeley on Shattuck Avenue, Berkeley on Solano, San Francisco, San Anselmo, or Los Altos, and, of course, Bridge Bank. Love talking about them and Torrey Pines Bank. Both are a member of the Western Alliance family. Bridge Bank is now a division of Western Alliance that benefits the clients of Bridge Bank as they continue the great work, and I mean it, with the local team of bankers. Nothing in their relationship changes, but now they got more money. Part of a larger organization, Bridge has more access to capital and can offer more services. So I just want to let you know that. All right, everyone on Periscope, glad to have you with us. Thomas, the Colorado Rockies, where are we? My goodness, Greg Orr was just on the Yankee Scout. He was singing the praises of the Rockies. Says they're going to be a lot better. Geraldo Parra is part of it. We've had you on so many times. Tell me about the spring of the Rockies.
I'll tell you what, a couple of things that I like about the spring. First of all, they came in with 5 starting pitchers, and none of them have gotten hurt yet. So that puts them well ahead of where they usually are. And if somebody gets hurt, they're in trouble right now because they don't quite have the depth. But listen, when you go below the major league level with this team, there is a lot coming. I mean, a lot. They've collected a lot of hard-throwing pitchers, some starters, some relievers, some that may end up being one or the other, and they have some pretty good position players also. But this team, when you look at it, you didn't hear a lot about them in the offseason because they didn't make huge moves, but adding Geraldo Parra to the outfield changes the team because he's one of those portable players. He's not a home run hitter. He plays with speed, plays good defense. The type of guy that could work at home and on the road with this team.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of him with Arizona. Great arm, and yes. I know the Giants thought, well, maybe Geraldo Parra, but they got Blanco and kind of a similar kind of player. Let's talk pitching, though, because pitching's the name of the game. We know what this division looks like. And I don't really talk about the Rockies too much because if you ask me their rotation, I'm not sure I could give it to you right now other than De La Rosa. What is the rotation for the
Rockies?
Well,
I'll tell you, last year, and the Giants fans saw him on a couple of occasions, Chad Bettis really came along as that season went. Yes. And he's one of those front-of-the-rotation types that they talk about trying to develop. It was funny with him, too, a couple of seasons ago. They had him in the bullpen. It did not look good. And finally, when they were sending him down to the minors, they're like, Chad, what's going on? He's like, listen, I believe I'm a starter. Like, okay, we're going to change this around, and you're going to be a starter. And he really made a huge difference for them. So you have Bettis and De La Rosa at the front of the rotation. And what you're looking at here is Tyler Chatwood and Jordan Lyles, who've been basically hurt the last 2 seasons. Chatwood actually pitched pretty well for the Rockies and has very good numbers at Coors Field. He blew out his elbow, had Tommy John surgery. I think the last time he pitched was April 29th of 2014. If he's able to come back, and they're being a little bit careful with him, but if he's able to come back, all of a sudden that rotation goes from the bottom of the league to one that's pretty competent, and that's what you need. Jordan Lyles has had weird injuries the last 2 years. Broke his left hand on a play at the plate 2 years ago, and last year had kind of a turf toe type thing and had to have surgery on that. So he's not had an arm injury. We'll see what happens with him. He's got to pitch wire to wire and show why the Astros made him a number 1 pick a few years ago. Then there's John Gray, the young rookie coming in this year. They were very careful with him all of last year. I mean, now, coming out of Oklahoma, he was the number 3 pick overall. In fact, on draft day, we were expecting the Cubs to take Gray and the Rockies to end up with Chris Bryant. And as I was saying, the hours leading up to the draft, the Cubs revealed that they really wanted Bryant, so the Rockies actually felt lucky to get John Gray. So that was in 2013. So we'll see what happens with that.
Could the Rockies be a surprise team in this division? Because everyone talks about Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Giants. Rockies maybe not as badly as the Padres, but could the Rockies be a surprise team here?
Here's the interesting thing I saw with the offseason is that in their, as I like to say, in their hopeful hearts, what they did is they went out and built up the bullpen, getting Jason Mott and Chad Qualls and the lefty Jake McGee from Tampa Bay. So they have some experience in the bullpen. If you look at Rockies teams that have won, and let's go back to 2007, their rotation was not very good. In fact, as of August, going into the end of the season, three-fifths of their starters were injured at the time. So they won with a bullpen. They did that in 95 also. I think 2009 when they went to the playoffs, that was the only year that they really had a starting rotation. So they built up the bullpen just in case this is a year where their starters are competent enough to get them fairly deep in games. And let's face it, with the Rockies, they're never going to win big on the road. But what happens if they totally dominate at home and they're, you know, somewhat competent in maybe three or four games below 500 on the road? I still think this is a team that's built for sometime around 2018, maybe I think the second half of next season you'll really see some of the young people come along. But if you look at the Houston Astros last year, they did the same thing. They added some experience to the bullpen just in case the younger position players came along a couple of years early.
Boy, this is why we love spring training.
Right.
The hope of spring training.
Total hope, yes.
Believe me, this is a great spring training discussion. Believe me.
Yeah. I know. You see me in June, right. Okay, or well, July. But
we'll see. But no, that's what spring training is all about. Cargo here to stay. I know Tulowitzki was traded last year. Cargo here to stay?
Well, it all depends. I mean, Cargo, he became the Cargo of old after a few injuries. Last season, he really was outstanding, actually. And this winter, they had opportunities to trade him. But when they decided, if we're going to entertain trading Carlos Gonzalez, we want a young star pitcher. And nobody was going to do that during the offseason. We'll see what happens during the season. If he has the year that he had last year, and the Rockies have the year that they had last year, I would say that there's a very good chance he would move. Even though the management here really doesn't want to move him, they really like what he brings to this ball club.
All right. Great to have you on. Great to have you on. We love when you come to San Francisco. We always have you on, and you always give a really good report on the Rockies. So you got me interested.
All right. Well, I'm glad to be here and on Periscope. I mean, I've done these shows from, where was it, Home Depot before.
That's correct. That's right. Great to have you. Thomas, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, more coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.